So this is kind of an interesting question. Okay, would you agree that immigrants to America having advanced degrees are more advantageous to economy and culture than low-skilled workers? I don't like the question. It's a collectivistic framework to begin with. The point of a human being is not how much he adds to the economy or to the culture. We're a country of individuals. We're a country based on individualistic principles. It is not an issue of, it's better to be educated than be uneducated. No, this is a country about individuals pursuing their happiness. Some people pursue it through getting an education. Some people don't get an education. Some people have low-skilled jobs. Doesn't make the people with low-skilled jobs any less valuable than the people with high-skilled jobs. The whole issue of immigration is an issue of rights. Do I, as an American, have a right to employ whoever I want? Yes. Do I, as an individual, have a right to move to the United States as long as I'm not violating anybody's rights? Again, in a free world, yes. Now, different people have different levels of productivity. Some people contribute more to the economy than others. But that is not the issue with immigration. The issue with immigration is not how much you contribute. Life is not about contributing. Your rights don't come from contributions. You have a right because you're a human being. And if you're in America, you have a right to life, liberty. Well, all individuals in the world have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The job of the American government is to protect those rights and to protect the rights of employers, to employ whoever they want, no matter whether they are highly skilled, low skilled, high education, low education. So the premise is a collectivistic premise, which is typical, unfortunately, of the way both the left and the right think in the United States.